from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting damaging revelations for both U.S. presidential candidates.
He just came strolling right in. There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked.
That's Tasha Dixon. She's a former Miss Arizona who competed in the Miss USA pageant, one of several women in recent days who've come forward to support allegations regarding Donald Trump's treatment of women. And Mr. Trump owned the pageant.
Our first introduction to him was when we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis. To have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention.
A common thread in reports featured in various publications, including the New York Times, were women seeing the video that emerged last week in which Trump described kissing or grabbing women without their consent and his subsequent denial at Sunday's debate with opponent Hillary Clinton. Attorneys representing Trump sent a letter to the New York Times executive editor demanding the newspaper remove the article from its website and issue an apology. Meanwhile, the Hillary Clinton campaign faced more criticism of its own on Wednesday with the latest batch of hacked emails released by WikiLeaks. The messages included correspondence from 2011 between spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri and John Halpin, a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Halpin wrote that the country's most powerful conservatives are all Catholic and called their politics an amazing bastardization of the faith. Another email to current Clinton campaign manager John Podesta from the head of a progressive group called for a Catholic Spring, adapting the pro-democracy Arab Spring in the Middle East. This is VOA News. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. Pentagon statement said the Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched at radar sites along Yemen's Red Sea coast. The statement said destroying the radar sites will degrade their ability to track and target ships in the future. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, is criticizing what he calls the rise of xenophobia in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Zayed raises concern about the growing trend in Europe of populist xenophobic rhetoric. He says he believes demagogues should be named when confronting xenophobia. He says he has no intention of interfering in any country's political campaign. But he tells VOA it is incumbent upon leaders to lead in a way that is ethical, moral, and responsible. He says people should be wary of political leaders who are seen to manipulate messages that could potentially incite hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
And for more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. The United Nations is expected to appoint former Portugal Prime Minister António Guterres as the Secretary General on Thursday. The UN General Assembly President Peter Thompson said in a statement he hopes the 193-member body will unanimously approve Guterres' nomination after the Security Council recommended the former Prime Minister last week. Should Guterres be confirmed, he will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea at the end of 2016. Ban has held the post since being appointed in 2006. The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's prime minister from 1992 to 2002. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. And the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature? Well, this is Sara Danius, who is the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2016 is awarded to Bob Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
Mr. Dylan is the first songwriter to receive the prestigious international award. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.